When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
Yes, indeed, that's very true. It is boy music. Time to bring it to you, brought to you by Globe Life here at 11:33. On a Thursday morning, Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Back into game one of the NBA Finals. We'll get your lunch hour kicked off here in about 15 minutes or so. But let's talk a little boy music, Donnie.
Let's do it. Because we landed yesterday about 4:30-ish, 4:45, whatever. Get our bags. We parked at the airport. Get in the car. We are on our way home. And we drove my wife's car to the airport. So she has satellite radio. And we had another couple ride with us to the airport. And we had the, I believe it's the Sirius Channel 48, which plays a lot of the vintage R&B. I think it's called, no, that's not it. Anyway, it's one of those channels to where they're playing a lot of your old school music. And so we're riding along, mind our own business. Getting out of the airport and making our way back to Duncanville. And I am not making this up, man. There were four songs that came on in a row. And every single song that came on was a direct sample of a Will Smith song.
Really?
Seriously. So, and as soon as I heard it, it was almost like the reverse sampler platter, because you'll hear the new tune and you go, man, that beat sounds familiar. Let's see where that song comes from, and then you'll look it up. Well, the first time, as soon as we got in the car, we weren't even at the airport yet, and I heard this song. Let's turn this up right here at Tip Sheet, and here we go. On the Ticket. And this is the song that was on before we even got out of the airport. This is Patrice Rushen, and this song is called Forget Me Nots. That's a good groove. Song I'm very familiar with. It's like, okay, good groove. And then, of course, when you hear this, you go, huh. This is a Will Smith song. So I'll give you a little bit more of Patrice. Let's see what year that song came. You know what? It doesn't matter. Anyway, that song was great. Heard that, I said, oh my gosh, that is absolutely a Will Smith song, of course. And that's easy. It's Men in Black. It's a straight rip of this song, Forgive Me Nots. This is from the movie Men in Black, the title track. Okay.
In black, remember that, just in case we ever face to face and make contact. The title held by me, MIB, means what you think you saw, you
didn't
see.
And so, my wife and I are talking about that, and I was like, oh yeah, that's Men in Black, of course, it's just a straight rip, and kind of talking about that, sample plat or whatever.
Right.
And then the next song that comes on, this is a song called And the Beat Goes On, and this is by The Whispers.
Oh yeah, this is... Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn. Sounds like to Miami,
it's like
Nito,
ticket stock to Miami.
Josh Whiteman joining us.
Right.
Is this Sexy Back?
No, it's not. It's not bad. This is a Whispers old school song.
This should be a badass.
The Whispers song?
Yes.
That's a great tune.
Literally the exact Miami song or whatever that song is.
Yeah.
But
Will Smith sampled The Whispers.
Wow.
And you've never heard this song before, right?
No, yeah. No, this is fantastic.
It's a great track. So, yep, of course, and we get to Will Smith in Miami. Just a straight rip.
Yeah. That is wild. Miami. That's not even a sample. It's just like, hey, I'm taking this track and going to sing over it.
Straight rip. Yeah. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? And, of course, this got major, major radio play it when it came out. And I wonder how many people had no clue that this is an old-school Whisper song. The bass and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? And then I really remember when that song came on, I went, huh, that's funny, because the next one... Oh, that's Will Smith did Miami. It's a rip of And the Beat Goes On. So again,
Beat Goes On. What a
we're
song.
Driving around. We're probably close to the Bush Turnpike now to go south to make our way down to Duncanville on 20. And this is the next song that came on.
I mean, everybody knows this.
You know it is getting jiggy with
right?
Right,
yeah, of course.
But this is He's the Greatest Dancer by Sister Sledge.
Wow.
This is a great track. This is probably disco at its finest. You think about the shiny clothes and all the cocaine in the clubs. You're thinking about this tune that's blaring as they're getting it in. Get to some words there, Sister Sledge. Man, can't you see dudes with their shirt open up to open down to their belly button?
One button being used.
Just dancing their asses off on this thing,
fantastic.
Man.
Just a white stain right under their nose.
they can't even stand up straight, but they are dancing their asses off on a dance floor.
Mustached out of nowhere.
Yes, yes. Again, of course, like you said, everyone knows that. That's Will Smith getting jiggy with it. Straight rip.
100%, yeah.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, bro. I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. That's it. And I know a lot of people clown Will Smith as far as his rapping goes. Alright. It's not the hardcore Public Enemy or whatever you want to get. This is a fun track. A really, really fun track. It's a good, bright video. You get out there, if that comes on at the club, man, I don't care who you are. I think this is going to make you move your bottom to get jiggy with it. This is a really good track. I like it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Wow. Yeah, I don't know about Chris Rock, but. Getting jiggy with it. So again, when He's the Greatest Dancer comes on in the car, I was like, okay, no way. Like, that's wild that this happens as we're on our way home and The Greatest Dancer comes on, and that's another straight Will Smith rip of a song. I was like, man, it'd be wild if they hit another one. Are they doing this on purpose? Like, no DJ comes on to say, right. It's just,
right.
They're just playing this, and it's crazy. So, I'm telling you, the next song that comes on after this on this old school Sirius XM channel is Stevie Wonder. I Wish. This is a fantastic track. We'll be right back. So this is the fourth song that came on, and I'm freaking out. I was like, no stinking way. My wife's like, what are you talking about? It's like, that's another Will Smith rip. Straight from it. This is, of course.
So, Jaden.
Wild Wild West.
Look, it's only a couple more records left on the album, man. Like, what you think I should put on now?
Wild Wild West.
Really? Nah, come on, man. People heard that. I mean, I got some hot records. I got The Rain. I got What Should I Do Next?
Wild Wild West.
All right, look, you know what? Look, I'm going to just go on. I'm going to pick my own. I'm going to put something else on.
You know
what
I'm here to talk about. They had to be doing a bit.
They had to.
Yes.
But they never mentioned it.
Because it's what, four songs
in a row?
But
it's just this XM channel that they never have DJs talking to anything.
I wonder how they choose their playlist on those, like, old school stations, because, like, there's nothing that's really pushing them to play new records or play certain records. So I wonder if they're just sitting up there like, I don't know, let's do all the samples from Will Smith this week.
I mean, it's an old school channel, and they're rolling out old school music, and all these are old school, but man, it was just so wild. Like, I was freaking out. I was like, there's no way that they just burned through four that are straight Will Smith rips.
It was intentional somehow.
Man, apparently that channel is known for doing that. So it says Channel 47 on Sirius XM called Fly.
That's it.
Often runs themed mixes or specific hip hop throwback stuff.
So. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just tripped me out. So I was like, okay, this is perfect for bringing the boy music.
That's an awesome bit, too.
Yeah, it's great. It just all straight Will Smith rips, but the next song wasn't a rip. So I don't know if
the Whispers one is bad.
I don't know if I got toward the back end of it, how many they did, or if it was just the whole set that they did. We got in the car right in time for it. But it just tripped me out when I heard that. I was like, man, that's great.
It makes you wonder, is Will Smith do anything that he didn't just be like, all right, they already did the music for me, now I'll just drop a beat?
Yeah, he's pretty notorious for straight ripping a lot of other samples.
That.
I mean, there are a lot of hip-hop artists are doing that. And I'm not just pointing at him saying he's just the king of it. There are tons of people. Puff, P. Diddy did the same exact thing. Every single producer out there is going to sample something.
Has anybody ever sampled Anita? What was it? Anita Ward, Ring That Bell?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what that is, because I like that song.
Yeah, yeah. So now you discovered a song, that old school song, R&B song that you possibly liked.
I think disco gets a bad knock, because disco has some really good music in it.
It was like a reason why it hit so hard.
There is some really good stuff in disco.
Yeah, yeah. So let's see. You want to go back to the Whisper song? You like that?
Yeah,
that
was...
Goes on?
Yeah, you know, the dude standing the bass, barely moving, standing the bass.
Yeah.
Basically asleep.
So Sirius XM forced me to do a Will Smith sampler platter, something I didn't think going to do. But it went down yesterday like that. And they're throwing theme stuff out there like that. Man, I might need to check that out more often, because that was really cool. And all of a sudden, my brain just, oh, my gosh, that's Will Smith. Oh, that's Will Smith again. Oh, that's the theme here. This is great. So it went down like that yesterday.
Why don't we just do that?
I know.
That could be our boy music pretty regularly. Yeah, just pick an artist and play their songs in the sampled songs.
Let's rip it. Sample platter in full effect. That's basically what it's all about. But, yeah, Will Smith. He doesn't mix a lot of other elements in it, because sometimes you'll have drums from this song, or the bass line from this song, or, you know, the guitar from this song. He is pretty much straight ripping and doing this thing, but all those were hits, and especially getting jiggy with it, man. He's the Greatest Dancer is a good track, too, but this is, too.